So we're here in a quiet, but if you can hear the music, buzzy Warren, and I bumped into Sarah Blanc, who's from Moxie Brawl, and they are premiering Windy Bops, which is it's good timing for the Fringe as we head towards half term and lots of children looking for shows to see and families, and the image on this looks wonderfully different and mad. Tell us about Windy Bops.
So Windy Bops is a show about flatulence and global warming, where three crazy dance scientists are running around farting, dancing and just talking utter rubbish, but it's essentially a fun show. But sometimes we do give out a few helpful things about global warming, trying to teach kids a little bit about what it is and how they can help a little bit. But it is a fun show. It's not an educational show, it's a fun show, but it's mad crazy. You've got loads of smells, explosions, and yeah,
and our farts are heating up the planet, aren't they?
They are indeed, very little by little. We talk a lot about cows and how their flatulence is actually, the amount of flatulence that cows produce into the world is actually nearly as much as planes. So it's a lot of methane going on there, which is why I got interested in making this show, because I found a scientist called Professor John Wallace, who's based in Aberdeen, and his research is all about the microbial makeup of cows, and they've even developed a plant that cows can eat that can perhaps, I'm saying this in very layman's terms, by the way, this is quite a lot more complicated than this, but the plant that cows can eat that perhaps will, it mixes with the microbial makeup of the cow's gut to help them produce less methane.
Well, it was 5:45 last week where I woke up impossibly early. When you put the radio on, you get Farming Today, and that's exactly what they were talking about.
Oh, really? Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So in terms of the company, I mean, you've got a family show here. What's at the heart of your company and how you make work?
So Moxie Brawl, it's an all-female inclusive dance theatre company. So at the heart of it is I like to work with different bodies, different people. So Kanduku Dance Company are co-producers, so they're a company of disabled and non-disabled dancers. So my company is similar, so it's disabled and non-disabled performers, and that's really at the heart of it, really. And I love telling stories through dance, and I'm really passionate about dance and how dance can tell stories. And yeah, it's very collaborative how we make in the studio. So I'll go with the ideas, but really it is about the whole company coming together and getting to the studio and having fun and making the work.
But did you go into the room and say, right, I've just had this idea about farts and global warming?
I did, actually, yes. Yeah, the idea came, there was a call out to make a children's show, and I applied, and I didn't get it, but I got a little bit of funding to be able to develop the idea. And so I went into the studio and I was like, guys, we're going to make a show. So we set in a science lab and we're going to be talking about flatulence and global warming. And yeah, I mean, it's been a bit mad, actually, the kind of stuff, if I was to talk about the kind of stuff we've done in the studio, you'd be like, what are you doing? But it's been a lot of fun and the dance has been really up for it and just going wild, so...
Over the years, we've seen a lot of theatre and dance and other genres that have had a mix of disabled and able performers. And there's something, I mean, quite often it's just breathtaking. What is that quality that sometimes happens when that all fuses together?
Oh, gosh. The big question. I mean, I don't know. I'd love there to be a day where I don't have to call an inclusive company, that actually disabled performers would just be performers, not have to have that stupid, like, that label on them. I suppose it's, for me, I just love people working together, and I love seeing different people, not necessarily just all, like, different disabled, non-disabled, but, like, different sizes, different, you know, heights, different, you know, on stage. I think I suppose that thing you see is the people coming together, and they're working together, and seeing magic happen. But for me, I don't think it's...
Well, I just sometimes wondered, is that they have a unique perspective on the world that adds something to the group?
I mean, I'm sure they... Yes. I mean, working with an amazing performer called Susie Birchwood, who's a maker in her own right as well. And, yeah, she's absolutely wonderful in what she's brought to the process. But it's she, as a performer, should bring that anyway. I don't think it's necessarily because of her disability that she's bringing this... her talent to it, that she's just talented and... She's, yeah.
And so for people that don't know, I mean, behind dance is different kinds of training, and sometimes people mention Laban and for one example. So what is the kind of style of dance that you guys have brought from your training?
So we are contemporary based. So it's, some of the dancers trained at Laban, others at the place. And it really is from movement, but we, in terms of the creative process, we've worked with British Sign Language to help bring out the movement. So we've worked with the text into British, translated to British Sign Language, then from there we created the movement and then abstracted it quite a lot to create the movement. But it's definitely contemporary based. Susie, as we talked about, she's actually is a ballet dancer, so she's trained a lot in ballet. We've all trained in ballet for our training, but she's a real ballet dancer.
How do you make dance funny?
How do you make dance funny? I think it's within the performers, and it's about structuring something together that has good timing, and we do have lots of words in there, so it's about kind of the script as well. I mean, also the movement. I mean, if you're dancing being a fart, just saying that is a bit silly. So it's quite humorous. Just the kinds of things that we're doing. Yeah.
This is a real kind of buzzy hub here at the Warren. So and the venues aren't brick wall venues. Yeah. There's a lot of kind of movement within them. Does that create a particular opportunity as a performer?
Yeah, I love it here. I had a show here at the beginning of the season in the theatre box. And there's just the buzz outside, and you can really engage with all the audience before the show and try and get them in. And then, in the main space, because it is a structure that's, it's just brought here for the Fringe, it does have that kind of also that festival feeling with that kind of, that this is a special moment that you're here, that's not going to be here, in a month's time. Like, this is the moment, come in and enjoy it, and then it'll be gone.
What do you most love about Windy Bops?
I love watching the kids watch the show, but also love watching the parents watch it, because sometimes they're just their hands are over their mouths going, I cannot believe a performer is saying that or doing that, or my kids are actually watching this. So it's watching the reactions of the kids during the show.
And if we're all still on Earth we solve global warming in a million years' time, we'll still be finding farts funny, won't we?
Of course. I mean, that was one of the reasons I actually made the show as well, is that actually, no matter what age you are, trumping is hilarious. It's really funny. And also the name Windy Bops came from my mum when I was younger. She would always say, don't do your Windy Bops. I'd always be embarrassed. Even if she said Windy Bops, I'd go bright red in the face. But Windy Bops is such a silly word that I find it quite funny that I found Windy Bops funny.
Final question then is a kind of invitation to you to invite kids to bring their parents to see the show.
Yes. Kids, if you're listening, tell your parents there's a show on at the Warren on the 28th, 29th and 30th that they have to come and see. And you need to come and see it, because you need to laugh this weekend. And this is the place where you're going to come and laugh. So we'll see you there, kids, with your parents, if you choose to bring them or not.
An invitation to laugh, and there will be farts included. So thanks very much indeed.
Thank you so much.
Lovely.